This is the tax update for the week beginning 10th December, and the autumn statement last week must be the talking point. I suspect it's only me, but autumn seems to me to be the wrong description, especially as last week I fell in the ice, and it seems to me that a winter statement would probably be more appropriate, given that it contained a substantial amount of bad news, and in particular that the country is in a right royal mess and we're getting further and further into debt. There was some good news, like the annual investment allowance increasing up to 250,000, but I can't help wondering at the apparent lack of policy, given that it would have, when it was first introduced in 2008, it was 50,000, and then it went up to 100,000, then down to 25,000, and now it's going to go up to 250,000, but at least this time it's for a 2-year period from 1st January 2013. I'd like to see more stability in our fiscal system and less change. And really, when you read this podcast and the detailed notes that accompany it, you'll be aware that there was an awful lot of tinkering around. But basically, the budget was supposed to be fiscally neutral, which meant there might be winners and losers, and the devil will be in the detail. But at the end of the day, it's not designed to raise more tax. The devil will be in the detail, and the finance bill will be published later this week on the 11th of December, when I should have some good cures for insomnia as I plough my way through and read that. Also in the reading list is a 16-page paper published by the European Commission on tax avoidance, which contains a number of apple pie and material on how the Commission thinks that tax avoidance needs to be tackled in a European-wide way. I also listened to Danny Alexander and the Andrew Marr Show on Sunday morning, where, correctly, he said that taxation is not a voluntary process and clear rules are necessary. But what we've got in the UK is a lot of complex rules and, therefore, a difficult job in assessing what tax is correctly due. The Commission is launching a public consultation on a new taxpayers' code at the start of 2013, and this should set out the rights and responsibilities of taxpayers. But different jurisdictions have different interpretations of where the line of fairness might be drawn, and indeed different jurisdictions go to inordinate lengths to attract certain taxpayers. For example, Portugal and Malta exempt employment pensions in their expat community who have come to live in that country from another country. The autumn statement is a lengthy read. In chapter 2, at roughly page 72, contains an interesting snippet that HMRC will be seeking additional powers for bulk gathering information on merchant acquirers, which I interpret to be things like eBay and Gumtree and possibly PayPal, as well as payment processors like Visa and MasterCard. You can read about this in the link. There's also a requirement, or a possible requirement, that those wishing to obtain government contracts will have to provide a certificate of tax compliance, and in practice that could be an extra tier of bureaucracy. And with that bad news, I'm going to say thanks for listening this week.